Hello.
Hi, Wes. So sorry we got disconnected there, which is always why I ask for that phone number.
That's really smart because I have no cell service here, so it's Wi-Fi calling, and when I switch Wi-Fi networks, I guess I know what happened. So.
Yes, exactly. It happens to me as well. Sometimes my Wi-Fi will go out, especially if I'm in the driveway, and then it has to switch to cellular, and I only get one bar of service where I live. It's horrible. So I completely understand. Now, just so that
Okay,
you're
well,
aware,
thanks
this
for
call
calling.
may be monitored for training and also quality purposes. So I am looking into your router, and again, just to verify that you are who you are, can you please reprovide me with your service address?
My name is Wes Carnes. I live at 722 Glasgow Turnpike, Socrates.
That's awesome. I love your sense of humor. You're awesome. All right, so I've got you. Everything's here. Everything's all set up. Were you able to connect to the Wi-Fi? I'm assuming that that's why it dropped.
I'm calling through the fiber now, I guess.
Okay, perfect. So you're on the Wi-Fi calling.
No, I have like a Google Mesh thing that's connected to the old router, and I guess I should just plug it. I just plug it into the back of it.
You can if you want. I do want to let you know sometimes not all mesh are compatible with our router. So definitely see if that works. If not, you could possibly use, if it's a Google Mesh that has its own router, you might be able to connect that directly into the modem if you didn't want to use ours. But in the meantime, if you do want to use ours, you can also log into the HomePass app. I don't know if the, I don't think the tech
That's
was.
another thing. So they keep saying they're sending me an email, but I'm not
Well,
getting
I
an
can
email.
provide you with that password as well. It's in the same section
Okay,
as your Wi-Fi password.
okay, great. Okay, so what do I do?
So you'll
I've
definitely
entered
want to
my
either.
email address.
You'll definitely want to open up the Notes app for this password if you would like.
Okay,
Because this one's a little bit more of a doozy versus the Wi-Fi password.
Okay, so this is Plume Home
Yes.
Pass. I just agreed to all these fucking terms. I don't even know what I did, but I hate that shit. Like,
No worries, I completely understand. It's
they
all their
have the
legal
right to all
disclosures.
of your data or something, probably, but
Well, actually,
anyway.
so the reason for Plume is because we actually handle that whenever we're troubleshooting. So a lot of those are going to be the okay and the approval for us to be able to access your router, to edit on your behalf if you need us to while you're on the phone with us, to perform speed tests for you if you're having issues. So we are able to see, you know, how many devices are connected. We're not able to access any of those devices, of course, but we're able to see what's connected to your Wi-Fi so that we can, it helps us troubleshoot, like, are you just having a specific one device that's having issues connecting, or is it multiple? And there, from there, we're able to better troubleshoot on your behalf.
Okay, great.
So,
Okay, so I'm ready.
your
What's this
Plume
guy
pa
doing?
yeah, your Plume password is going to be a capital A, lowercase RCH, so arch, but with a capital A. Then you're
Got it.
going to have top with a capital T. And then it's your phone number. But it's the A and the T that are capitalized that throws most people off.
Okay. Okay, so that's the full password. No.
And then that way, since it's in your notes, you can also copy and paste that.
Okay, good.
Makes it a little bit easier. I use iPhone, so personally, yeah, the notes makes it easier, especially if I have to copy and paste the password. I tend to suffer from fat finger syndrome, even though I've got small fingers.
Why do you always have to type in your email address? I feel like it should automatically come up,
I
the
think
iPhone.
it
Sometimes it
will.
does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it really depends on the app. You know, if you click on the Remember Me, you should be able to have it where it would at least save your email. I have it like on a game where I have the Remember Me clicked, But it always makes me type in my password no matter what. And it drives me nuts. It's not like any other game clients where it's like, okay, you're already logged in. You wanted us to remember you. You're logged in until you decide to log out. You know?
So
like,
do Yeah, no, totally. So here I am. I just reopened HomePass. And do I click sign in or new setup?
Nope, you're clicking on sign in because I just provided you with your Plume account password.
Okay, but then I enter my email address. And then it takes me to a window which is just, we'll send you an email. And so, okay, I've entered westcarnes@me.com. I assume
yes.
That's the one that you, that's got that.
That is the account email.
Okay. So now it says check your email. You send a link.
So that should just be
and
a
then
confirmation.
Their options are resend email, opened email app, or back.
So I would check your email. Check the junk folder.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
It can take several minutes, unfortunately.
Whoa. Oh. In my junk folder are 6 photos from my sister. Probably not. Okay. So I've got Uniqlo. Miracle.
It may come up as Home Pass or it may come up as Plume.
Okay. So, I mean, my most recent junk email is from 10:15 a.m. And I've been here for about 15 minutes. So.
Yeah, it should have given you the option to sign in with a passcode. That's kind of interesting.
I have nothing since 12:30.
Because it was created.
Sure.
On the 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has not been accessed yet. So that's kind of interesting. It should have at least allowed you to log in.
Okay.
Because accessing that app.
Send email.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
So it would. So if I search my inbox for home, I have never tried to. Is it possible the installer tried to? No, I've got nothing.
No, because the installer would have done it with. Because it even states in the account that the account email is westcarnes@me.com.
Yeah. All right. I've got no emails from HomePass. Let's search Plume. It's annoying. I mean, I have my password, but I can't get to a screen that allows me to.
Yeah.
Is there.
Let me just take a deeper look here and see if I can find anything with regards to it.
Because if I went to the new setup, it says the account exists. That's the other route.
Yeah.
UX.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Let's see. Account and network already provisioned. Here we go.
Okay, let's see here. I've got to find something. It immediately goes red and it says email is already in use. Guess the only workaround would be to use a different email, but that's silly. Been having problems lately. My wife got her a new phone in the mail to replace her one with cracked screen, and
oh no,
couldn't figure out her app. She didn't remember her Apple ID. I recently didn't remember my Apple ID, and so now she's signed out of her Apple account, and we're trying to transfer details to the new phone, and we're running out of time because they have to have the new one, the old one, back in 2 weeks. But I don't know. Taking hours off my watch. All right, so should I check my email
again? Yes, I would keep checking your email. In the meantime, I'm currently searching for the first time login as to why this would be causing you the issue. Here we go. Let me just check. Your information here. Yeah, so the email matches. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so what it's telling me is that since it matches, what we can do is check the spam, junk, or clutter for that verification email. It does say that it should be coming from Plume. It does recommend using the web browser interface instead of the email app. Sometimes that might bring up more results. I know sometimes I have to do that with my iPhone.
One new email. Funny, Apple is, if you don't open an email after a certain number of times you've received it, it starts sending it to junk, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Apple's that. Kind of funny that way.
Yeah, they're over engineering shit sometimes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so is Google.
I mean, they're all the same people, you know. Am I going to have a problem if I'm on DuckDuckGo browser?
No. No, you shouldn't be. I mean, I know it prevents tracking, but as far as that goes, you should not be.
I mean, my junk mail boxes, like, I've got the ticking clock thingy. Oh, no, that's the thing.
But it should show up as
junk email is from 10:15 this morning. Uniqlo. And they probably know I walked in there while waiting for my car to get fixed. Dockers.
Right? It's like they know. It's so funny. Like, hey, we know you were in the store. Here's our latest deals.
So what's Plume gonna do for me? I'm connected now, and so I can unhook and cancel my Spectrum account.
Yes. So the only thing that like the Plume Home Pass really deals with is it gives you the ability to provide like I mean really the whole thing is with the cool things about the Home Pass is that you're able to see if you have kids and they have like a cell phone, they walk into the house, you're able to know that they're home just by their device connecting to the Wi-Fi network. With
Wow.
that being said, you
I
can
mean,
also
she's so
create
loud. It's like, what? It's like
you can
she's a
also create.
stomper and a screamer. I
Yeah,
mean.
right. I know I've got a 13-year-old that's now home full time, so.
Yeah. Right.
So you definitely know when she's home 'cause she immediately goes for the music. But
Right.
as far as that goes, you can also create guest passcodes for people to temporarily connect to your Wi-Fi so you don't have to remove certain devices from your Wi-Fi. You can also edit your Wi-Fi settings such as like your SSID, so your network ID or your passcode. There's a lot of things that you can do with the app
All
as far
right.
as that goes. But if you're looking for more of like an immediate, like, okay, I just need to get my devices connected. Then at least you have the passcode for now. What I can do is I
Yeah.
can escalate this to someone who would be able to give you a call back with helping you get connected and access your Plume Home Pass app since you're not receiving that verification email. And really all it
Yeah.
is it's one of those emails that's like, click here to confirm your account.
Oh, it's totally simple. Yeah. It's just
Yeah.
not showing up.
It's just not,
All right.
yeah.
Well, I'm good enough for now. I gotta go maybe if the email comes in eventually, then I'll
Hopefully,
no,
yes.
it's not an urgent thing by any means,
Would
but
you like me to escalate it anyway and state that it's not really high priority?
yeah.
Okay, I will definitely create that ticket for you.
All right.
That way you can learn all about the app and the awesome things that it provides.
Okay.
It's easier to go through it as like playing around with it versus like hearing it from someone, in my personal opinion. But
Sure.
I'll definitely get that ticket handled for you, and you'll definitely be getting a call back.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All
Very
right, you
helpful.
are
Have a
so
lovely
very
day.
welcome. Did you have any other questions for me today?
Are you hiring?
So that would be on Indeed if we are. So
Okay.
definitely keep out
All
an eye. You can
right.
also search for the Archtop Fiber name in the search box, and you should be
Yeah.
able to find anything that they may be hiring with
You're
regards to
working
that.
from home, right?
Some do. As far
Yeah.
as that goes, I mean, most of us are actually here at headquarters.
Oh, okay. In
But I
Florida.
mean, we're in Kingston, so it's not like we're very far either.
You're in Kingston.
Yeah, we're headquartered in Kingston.
Oh, I thought it was started because it's new here, but I feel like it's been around in Florida before.
Yeah, so we did have a small office in Florida, but our headquarters are here in Kingston. Our main primary focus is
Oh,
the
the
Hudson
old
Valley.
IBM complex. Love it.
Yes, right there on Enterprise Drive.
Cool. All right.
All
Drive by all
right.
the time. All right, take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great week as well.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.